Today on our growth points, I want to speak to you about what it means to walk in the Spirit of God. You know, the Bible tells us that we are to walk in the Spirit, that we would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And yet every day we hear about acts of the flesh that bring disappointment and bring difficulty into the lives of Christians. I really and truly believe that if we walk according to the flesh, then the result is destruction. If we walk in the Spirit, the result is beautiful and profitable for God. And walking in the Spirit means that we are also growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Many people misunderstand the doctrine of grace today, and sometimes their misunderstanding of that doctrine causes them to live a fleshly life rather than a spiritual life. Grace does not grant permission to us to live in the flesh. Grace grants a supply of power to us in order that we might live in the Spirit. Anytime someone claims a knowledge of grace that leads them to a more fleshly lifestyle, they've misunderstood that grace really should bring us into the conforming image of the Lord Jesus Christ. So as we walk in the Spirit, as we grow in grace, the end result is always a Christ-like balance. And remember, Jesus was full of grace and truth. And we want that Christ-like balance in our life. Now, as we go through life and ministry, we're faced with so many decisions, so many distractions. We have family needs and church ministry needs, and we have the calendar just overflowing with activities. And so now more than ever, not only to avoid temptation, but also to make right decisions and plans, we must walk in the Spirit. We must grow in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when we walk in the Spirit, there will be some evidences of that walk. I believe one of the evidences will be power for witnessing. Acts 1:8 says, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." And sometimes there's not a desire to exalt Christ. Sometimes there's no power in our attempts to exalt Christ because we're not full of the Spirit. We're not walking in the Spirit. And so when we empty of self and when we seek His leadership, then He gives us power for witnessing. Another great gift of the Spirit of God to every believer is the gift of comfort. John 14 says that Jesus is our comforter. The Holy Spirit, rather, is our comforter. And that Jesus has given the Holy Spirit to be our comforter. And in ministry, there's some tough days. There's some days of disappointment. There's some days of hurt. And it's funny because if you're a pastor, you really can't even hardly explain those hurts to your congregation or even some of your key men. It's just the way it is. And yet God understands and the Holy Spirit comforts. You see, the Spirit-filled walk is a walk of power. It's a walk of comfort. And let me say this, it's a walk of guidance. John 16 says that the Holy Spirit is our guide. He's our teacher. You know, it's good to seek men's counsel. I have men in my life that I consider to be very helpful and godly counselors. But at the end of the day, there are moments when you can't make a quick call, you can't sit down for a counseling appointment, but you can sit down with the Word of God and with the Holy Spirit and find guidance. So I just want to encourage you today, walk in the Spirit, be full of grace, grow in grace, and let God empower you, comfort you, and guide you for the honor and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have a great week.